The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Yeehaw! And welcome everyone to In the Saddle with your host, DJ Iceberg. Strap on your boots and mount up with me as we take a ride through the equine world. Hello, my horsey people. Today we are going to go over three types of Western riding. One that is more mainstream, another that requires extreme precision, and the last might be slightly controversial, but I happen to think that it's pretty cool. Barrel racing is best for riders and horses who like to go fast. The event is over within seconds, but it's exciting to watch and even more so to participate in. Three barrels are set up in a triangle, and the riders must move their horses in a pattern similar to the face of a cloverleaf around each barrel and as fast as possible. In 1948, 38 women got together in a Texas town, and the Girls Rodeo Association was born. The first year, they had 74 members, and the number continued to grow as the sport became more accessible to women. In 1981, the GRA was renamed the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, and according to the WPRA website, their organization is the oldest sport organization. The first barrel racing competitions were held in 1928 in Texas, 20 years before the association was founded. Today we see three barrels in barrel racing, but it wasn't that way originally. For 7 years until 1935, the competition was completed with only two barrels. Same as today, they would gallop at the barrels, going right at the first and then left at the second, and then back to the entrance. But they soon realized that they couldn't do a complete turn around the second one to come home, because after the barrel, the rider and the horse would be moving in the opposite direction of the finish line. So they added in another barrel so that the team would have a direct path to finish after the event. Take a look at a picture of a barrel racing pattern online and you will see why. Competitions are grouped by age, but there are also open barrel racing jackpots, which are made available to any contestant no matter their age or gender. The fastest run ever made was from a girl named Haley Kinzel and her horse Sister. Their round was completed in just over 13 seconds. The typical rider completes these courses in 15 to 30 seconds, but the maximum amount of time the rider can take to complete the course is 60 seconds. Depending on how they set the course, they can estimate how long a run should take, if executed correctly. So, if they set a course to be 16 seconds, the better riders will complete the course in a little less than 16 seconds. Barrel horses love their job, so much so that when you see a barrel horse at the starting line, they look excited and ready to run, and sometimes the rider even has to hold them back because they can't wait to do what they do best. A few rules in barrel racing are: running off pattern results in a no time score and disqualification, so remember the pattern. It is the same every time anyways, except for the distance can change. If the team hits and knocks over a barrel, there is typically a time penalty of 5 seconds, which usually results in a time that is too slow to win. The barrels are metal, enclosed at both ends, 55 gallons, and should be at least two colors. Competitors in the competitions held by the National Barrel Racing Association are required to wear a Western long sleeve shirt that must be tucked in, Western cut riding pants or jeans, a Western hat, and boots. It never hurts to wear a fun patterned shirt with some bling on it. As an ice skater, I love bling, and while I don't quite know why, so do Western riders. You cannot wear a helmet in most competitions, but I do recommend wearing one in practice anyways, as this is a very dangerous sport executed at high speeds. Barrel racing was started with less than 100 members and less than 100 events, and now has over 3,000 members and over 1,500 events. My brother used to have a Western horse when he was young, but I rode mainly English, and there was one time when we were riding together, and I was on an English horse and him on his Western horse, and we decided to do a small competition between the two of us. And while he did beat me, because let's be honest, he had the advantage, he had a Western horse, but I still won 1 out of 3 runs. Reining is best for riders who like to go fast, perform precise movements, and have an ability to form a deeper connection and understanding with their horse. The goal of this event is to make the horse look easy to maneuver and for the horse to appear content doing all the movements required and asked of them. All styles of Western riding originate from the vaqueros, who brought their riding styles from Spain to the Americas, creating the early American cowboy and the Latino ranchero. The event reining came specifically from working cattle, just like other forms of Western riding get their inspiration from working cattle and other types of ranch work. Reining is widely referred to as a form of Western dressage because the horse must be responsive to the rider's aids, which should be small, effective movements not easily seen, and like every other riding sport, the rider and the horse must work as a team and be in tune with each other. The rider and the horse are judged on a variation of movements. The horse must perform large, fast circles while nearly at a gallop, as well as smaller circles at a slow lope. I'm sure I've explained this before, but just for clarity, in riding there is a walk, trot, canter, and gallop. But in Western riding, cantering is called loping. To make it a little easier to understand, the trot is kind of like a jog, the canter or lope is kind of like a brisk run, and the gallop is like a sprint. The circles should be perfectly round, and the transitions between the circle's size and speed should be easily identifiable. Most circles performed include a change of direction, which requires a flying lead change. A flying lead change is when a horse changes the leading stride at the lope or gallop mid-stride during the suspension of the gait. A rundown is when a horse gallops along the long side of the arena. This should be completed at least 20 feet from the edge of the arena. A rundown is a required movement that should be executed prior to a sliding stop. The sliding stop is probably the biggest crowd pleaser. As I said, it starts from a rundown and then the horse suddenly comes to a complete stop, while allowing its hind end and hooves to slide several feet, starting and finishing in a straight line. Different types of riding need different types of footing, and this rough stop requires footing that is still supportive but allows the horse to slide. If you tried doing this in jumping footing, the horse would most likely injure itself. After the sliding stop, the horse should immediately and without hesitation perform a 180-degree turn called a rollback. The horse must turn on its hindquarters in a motion that should contain no hesitation, and the horse should immediately go forward into a lope. Similar to rollbacks are spins, which begin from a standstill, and during the spin, the horse must turn at least 360 degrees or more. A backup is one of the most self-explanatory moves, where the horse backs up for a minimum of 10 feet. This must be done quickly and in a perfectly straight line. The horse must also stop when given the cue and hesitate before its next movement. The last movement is just as self-explanatory as the last and is a pause or hesitation. During this move, a horse is asked by its rider to stand still for a few seconds and settle between movements in the event, particularly after any spins. Horses that showcase bad manners and are impatient when given cues to pause will be scored as such. The horse should appear dedicated completely to the rider as they ask for cues. and the horse should not demonstrate any resistance. A horse with a poor attitude, for example, one that pins back their ears, refuses to go forward, and doesn't settle after maneuvers, will be scored as such. Contrary to the name cowboy mounted shooting, the sport welcomes both men and women who love horses and firearms. There are two other names for this event, being western mounted shooting and mounted shooting, and it is not for the faint of heart. The Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association says that you can use a horse or even a mule, but I'm wondering if that means you can also use a donkey, zebra, or cow, though the last two might be a little harder to train. During this competition, competitors gallop around the arena on the steed of their choosing, shooting at colored balloons, and are judged on time and accuracy. Some targets are combined with riding maneuvers such as turns or barrels. And at the end of a competition, they also take the idea of a rundown and turn it into a rundown while shooting balloons on a parallel line. The riders are judged on speed and accuracy, so there are 5-second time penalties for each missed balloon and for a dropped gun, as well as a 10-second penalty for not running the pattern correctly, and an even larger time penalty of 60 seconds for falling off your horse. A typical pattern can be run in 15 to 35 seconds, but penalties can really hurt a score, so accuracy is usually seen as more important than time. There are 50-plus possible patterns, and depending on the competition, the patterns may either be predetermined or picked at random. A competition consists of 3 to 6 possible patterns. Each pattern consists of 10 balloons, and the rider must shoot the first 5, holster their firearm, and draw the next one to proceed in shooting the next 5 balloons. The Wrangler class is for children, and all riders start at class 1. Then, after they win 4 times, they move on to class 2, where they must win 4 times again to qualify for class 3, and so on through class 4 and 5. There is a men's division and a women's division and a seniors division as well, with classes 1 through 6 in each of those divisions. I know your question at this point is, how are kids allowed to shoot 2.45 caliber single action revolvers on the ground, let alone on horseback? Well, they don't really. The young riders use the same pattern as the grown-ups do on horseback, but they shoot Hollywood cap pistols while still engaging the target as if it was real. Again, these cap pistols are fake guns, and your parents probably had them as a toy growing up. When they are dismounted, they are able to shoot a .45 with blanks at a balloon while standing with their mom or dad at their side. Generally, people who have guns are very safety conscious, and the riders in these competitions place an extreme amount of importance on safety. Not only are new shooters required to demonstrate a knowledge of riding and shooting skill, but CMS Club sponsor clinics, which are essentially group lessons, to assist the new shooters in starting their horses and learning the basics of safe firearm handling if they don't already know it. During competitions, range masters are in the arena at all times to ensure the safety of the rider and the audience. The rounds they use are brass cartridges loaded with black powder, similar to what was used in the 1700s and 1800s, and are called .45 caliber long Colts. These rounds will break a balloon up to about 15 feet from release. You can dress in traditional Western style, so boots, 5-pocket blue jeans, chaps, a belt, and a long-sleeve patterned shirt, or you can dress in old-timey Western style of the 1800s. If you dress in the old-timey Western garb, the rider should make sure to be as authentic as possible by wearing shirts without collars and high-waisted pants with buttons, because there were no zippers back then, and an old-style cowboy hat. Riders can buy replicas of old gear as well as getting custom-made gun belts and holsters. Until next time, Iceberg out.